Hello, and here is part two about web conferencing in social situations. Now, there was another time where somebody had invited me up to an event. Now, again, I think web conferencing is awesome for lectural events, and even for demonstration events. Somebody does a demo, people have questions to ask, but in some places, in some websites, one of their rules is they strongly discourage text chat. Now, this isn't in all places, but when you're basically told not to text chat, audio is your only means of communication, then this kind of limits things a bit. Now, in this event, everybody had joined the room, and somebody had said, "Hello, hi, Melissa," and I pushed down my control key to say hi, but before I could, somebody else got into the queue and began talking. 5 minutes later, somebody said, you know, they probably were thinking that maybe I was having a problem with my audio. And they said, "You know, Melissa, just push the control key to talk, and you might want to look into your settings and see if your microphone is set right." That was obviously very redundant because everything was set correctly. But I never had a chance to talk. And holding the control key down can be extremely hard on your wrist after a while, and you get tired. Now, with other places like Ventrilo and Team Talk, you're able to talk. You're able to hold the key down and say, "Hey, can I say something?" Yeah, you are able to talk over one another, and that's one feature that does kind of bug me about some programs, but you're at least able to queue up and say, "When you're finished, may I say something?" And then people have an idea, at least, that you want to talk. So when this person is done talking, then somebody could say, "Okay, Melissa, what would you like to say?" Now, at like places like Accessible World, when somebody says, "Oh, if you have a question, type, you know, the word question, blah, 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 blah," and you go through these steps, well, at least people know that you have a question that you'd like to ask. Unfortunately, with a lot of these web conferencing voice chat communities, a social situation is not very easy. Unfortunately, there is one or two people that get left out because they can't even talk. I found it very difficult to stay on topic with a lot of things because we were talking about something, and then by the time I got the chance to talk, they had switched subjects, and I had fallen behind, basically, and said what I wanted to say about the previous subject. And, of course, they acknowledged it, and these are nice people. But, unfortunately, with web conferencing, people have no idea who is out there and who wants to speak.
Pause recording. But 1, 18.
That's why I think that web conferencing is great for meetings, for lectures, and for Q&A sessions. I do not, however, think that web conferencing is good for social environments. It's not that the people don't want you to talk, it's just that everybody wants to talk. But being that you are not given the option to text chat, even though it's strongly discouraged, you really have no other way of communicating to the people that you would like to say something. Now that's my opinion about the web conferencing thing. What do you guys think? Again, I think web conferencing is great. But as far as social situations, what do you think about that? I'd like to hear a DM or anything you'd like to send my way. Because I'm curious about that.
Notification from Twitter. Mentioned by @Mary1. @Morning_song, it can work. Except I like a face-to-face if possible.
Yeah. And face-to-face is also better. But anyway, everyone take care and be well. Thanks for listening, and God bless. Bye.